As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome once again to Las Vegas. Today you will meet two major stars from the world of music, and they're on opposite ends of the music spectrum. Up first, one of the great voices in jazz today, Steve Tyrell, joins us to discuss his new album, his Christmas show, and his next visit to Vegas. Also joining us a little later is one of the power players in hip-hop, Eddie Fuse, who is both a great performer and an accomplished producer. And the regulars are all here. Eddie O, the wine guy, talks about Thanksgiving. Gady Medrano of Flipping Vegas talks about real estate bidding wars. Brett Maley of Pawn Stars talks about his day job. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us where to find the best barbecue in Vegas.
What the world needs now is love, sweet.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Steve Tyrell. We've had him on the show before, and he's with us again. He's got another great album. Steve's won Grammy Award. He's had any number of hits on the top of the charts and singing that great American music that we don't hear much of anymore. Steve, great to have you. Are you kind of dedicated to making sure that some of the new generation really understand the great American songbook?
Well, it's just something that I started doing, and I fell in love with it, and it fell in love with me, it seemed like. The Great American Songbook gave me a career that I wasn't even counting on, you know, doing these tunes. And the more I got into it, the more I realized how timeless and how precious and how great these songs are. So I've made 12 albums, and all of them have dealt with one form of the Great American Songbook or the other. This album that we're talking about today is Back to Bacharach, and that's Burt Bacharach and Hal David's music for the most part. And that's kind of like the next generation of the Great American Songbook, you know?
Yeah, his stuff was great, and it really kind of symbolized what pop music was like in the 60s. Some of that stuff was great, and again, it just seems like it's a perfect fit for the type of music you do.
Right, and also my history. I mean, I started working at that record company that had Dionne Warwick, Scepter Records, when I was 19 years old. So I got to know and be part of those great Bacharach, David, Dionne Warwick songs, you know.
Well, people just love that stuff, too. I mean, it's just it's one of those type of things, that just timeless stuff. I mean, I think back to, you know, what was, you know, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head to all the I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And you do a lot of those songs on the album, don't you?
I do. Yeah, both of those. And I was involved with those. B.J. Thomas was my friend from Houston, Texas. I brought him to the label, Scepter Records, and introduced him to Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And they chose him to sing Raindrops in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And, of course, it won the Academy Award. So I was more than just reminiscing. I was part of those times. And I was at the Oscars the night that they won, sitting right next to Raquel Welch. I'll never forget.
Wow. Yeah. How could you forget, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, and I read in the, an interview you did where you said, somebody said, where do you go to college? And you said you graduate of Bacharach University. So you've always been a fan then of Bacharach and Hal David, I assume.
Well, it was like I got a job at 19 years old working for this record company. And the record company had Dionne Warwick. And Burt Bacharach and Hal David were writing songs and producing records for Dionne Warwick. So it was just like, that's my education. I went to all the sessions. I did record promotion. I took those records and tried to get them on the radio. And they were part of my life. And now they're all classics.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to remember, when I heard them, they were brand new songs.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
Well, so, you know, when you hear that coming back again, there's a whole new audience, right? Don't you think for that? In the same way that it seems like with the Great American Songbook and some of those, you know, things that people associate first with Tony Bennett and Sinatra and all that stuff, it just there's always a new generation that's hungry for it.
Because they're great songs. They're great songs. They're not like the music of today. I can't imagine some of the songs that are being written and that are big hits by, you know, artists like The Weeknd, for instance. I mean, that guy has pretty good songs.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars. I mean, there are some good songs being written, but I don't think that you're going to be listening to them in 50 years, you know?
Yeah. And you know what else I like? I like the fact that you're doing an album. I mean, I think people of this generation really don't understand how important albums were. And again, this is one of those where it kind of works together. It's not just a bunch of songs thrown in there. They work together.
Yeah, exactly. And they also denote a time in history that they were written. And I've always done that. I mean, that's what gave me a career. I put together songs. The first album was a new standard. The first song I ever sang that was a standard was The Way You Look Tonight and Father of the Bride. And that really turned me on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To the Great American Songbook. And eventually I got around to wanting to do an album of Burt Bacharach's music. And I did in 2008, and it did really, really well. And this is a reissue mm-hmm. of that album plus seven more songs. So this is a 21-song edition of Back to Bacharach is the name of my album. Warner Brothers Records had suggested that, and I think it's a good idea because they have so many great songs.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even put a dent in, you know, in their songs the first time around, you know.
Well, I love the idea that you're doing it because you got to bring a certain style to it. I mean, you're right. I think I saw a thing where they have literally hundreds of songs, great stuff. And they were kind of the, you know, the Elton John and Bernie, you know, back of in the 1960s. I mean, it really was. They were a powerhouse team, and it's just great that you're able to do that. You know, and I think there must be something to it because I see guys like Rod Stewart and all these different people all wanting to do this kind of music. So I guess, do you think it's something like...
You know that, not to interrupt you, but you know I produced the Rod Stewart records, right?
I did not know that. Wow. They're great.
I produced three albums for him. The first one went to number one in the nation. The next went to number two, and the next went to number four. And the first album won Rod his only Grammy.
Wow. Me too. Well, and explain to me, so when you're working with a guy like Rod Stewart, I mean, I was a fan of his going back to the early days with Faces and all that stuff, and he just shows his versatility. But he has to come to you and go, you got to work with me, because it's something he hadn't done. I mean, he's done some ballads, but this is a different type of music.
Yeah, and he loved it just like I did. I didn't grow up singing these songs. These were my parents' music, and these songs were. And the same with Rod.
Back with more from Steve Tyrell in a few moments. In the meantime, while you're thinking about hosting your Thanksgiving dinner, Eddie Osterlin, America's first master sommelier, has a few suggestions. Okay, so what are we going to serve? Assuming they get into some birds or something, what type of things can we pair with those things that really make it special?
Well, people are going to assume you're going to have some kind of starch like mashed potatoes, you know, and they're going to assume the Brussels sprouts. I mean, it's all pretty much people have a certain level of expectations. So the way you can kind of throw different things at it is, well, I mean, wine, of course, and Thanksgiving is a truly American holiday. So you want to be doing American wine, but maybe not, you know, everybody thinks California wine. And when I think California wine for Thanksgiving, I'm thinking Zinfandel, because it's the best time of the year to have Zin. It goes really well with turkey. There's all different levels of it, from light ones to big ones. But then, you know, as you start to really think about it, we got 50 states in this country, and every one of them makes wine. So what I love doing is, so while I'm telling them, what kind of steak do you think, or what kind of animal do you think that is, I'll go, hey, you like that wine? What state do you think it comes from? And they start saying, oh, California, you know, oh, New York. If they don't ask Long Island. They don't ask Virginia. And those states make really, I mean, Long Island wines, North Fork, are incredible, incredible. So it's really fun to me. I get a kick out of pouring stuff that people have never in their wildest imagination even thought about, let alone I catch them and I pour it blind. So while they're drinking it and loving it, and they're nodding their head, yeah, this is great. I go, it's from Idaho. What?
Eddie O, the wine guy, will be back next week. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps, Stephen Manchi, Coast to Coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms. 70 lanes of bowling. An 18-screen movie theater. 8,000-seat arena. Fabulous dining. Virtual reality. A giant race and sports book. And the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. 2 blocks west of the Strip. Minutes from the airport. With rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business, all for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to recording star Steve Tyrell, who has re-released a great album, Back to Back Rack.
Like, he talks about how he... You know, he used to sit in the living room and his mom and dad played these songs. And the same with Paul McCartney. Same with so many of us from my generation. This was our parents' music. So we knew about it our whole lives. I mean, yeah. And finally got around to each one of us separately discovering how great these songs are and how we wanted to sing them ourselves, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of really cool, and I love seeing this great American songbook continue. And like you're saying, it just is added, like with the Bacharach stuff. And I guess, do you think you'll see McCartney and Lennon eventually? It'll kind of fall into this category, at least some of it, you know, fall into that great American book?
I think some of their songs will. I'm not sure that, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I love the Beatles, so when they did those songs, these songs were meant to be sung by many people. They weren't meant to, but the Beatles songs are pretty much the Beatles songs.
Yeah.
You know, Yesterday and Michelle and, I don't know, it's not the same as, you know, Fly Me to the Moon.
Right.
Or those kind of songs, or Burt Bacharach's, you know, Alfie, or those songs. Burt's songs were, the Great American Songbook were meant to be sung by many people, and they have been. Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Rod Stewart, me, Michael Bublé, all can sing. The difference is everybody can sing the same song, and you can like 10 versions of the same song.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you're going to like 10 versions of a song the Beatles did, because they did them so well, and they're just not designed to be sung by a million people, you know?
Well, no, that is a great point. But, you know, the song, The Way You Look Tonight, I know a lot of people have done it. Sinatra did it, a lot of people. But I think most people, because of the movie that it was associated with, really think of you with that. And that's got to feel great, considering all the people that have sung the song over the years.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, that song changed my life. I had no idea that it would. I mean, I just sang it. I did a lot of work in films, music for films. And the director of Father of the Bride asked if I could do a more sentimental version of that song. And for the big scene, when Steve Martin sees his daughter dancing with her husband for the first time, they wanted it to be a little more sentimental. And we came up with that arrangement. And when they put it in the movie, just it sold like crazy. And people identify me with that song. What was really funny makes my point about the Great American Songbook being, you know, being for all people in all generations. People came to me after Father of the Bride, and they couldn't believe how The Way You Look Tonight didn't get nominated for the Oscar. People would, because it was from a big movie. Right. And people would say, how come that song didn't get nominated for the Oscar? And I would say to them, because it won the Oscar already in 1935.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred Astaire.
It already won the Oscar like 50 years before we did it, you know?
It's something else. Hey, you know, people don't realize it. You've done it all. I mean, you've worked behind the scenes. Of course, great singer. You've worked in movies. You also do a radio show in Los Angeles. Talk a little about what that experience is like.
Well, it's on KJAZ 88.1. The owner of the station came to me with this idea and asked me if I would be interested in doing it. And, of course, I love the idea because what it does is I play a little bit more singers than most of the station. This plays a lot of bebop and a lot of real straight-ahead jazz. But I was able to – he wanted me to play more singers I like. Plus, I still play Miles and Herbie Hancock and – you know, many instrumentalists. But it gave me a chance to go back and listen to all the music that I loved and concentrate on it. And, you know, go back and listen to Nancy Wilson again and Dinah Washington and, you know, Aretha.
Oh, it's great stuff. Yeah.
Ray Charles, you know.
That's how you grew up with that kind of music, as I recall, right? I mean, you really liked R&B and stuff was your favorite in the early days.
Yeah. That's my roots. It's really rhythm and blues, you know.
Cool stuff. Well, let's tell people, first of all, they can get the album. It's just re-released this week. It's called Back to Back Rack. What great stuff there. And they can get that everywhere, I assume, you know. It's in Amazon and, of course, in local record stores.
And it's 21 songs. It's 21 songs. So, it's an expanded edition.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I'll tell you, it's really good. And if you're not really familiar with Bacharach music, I think this is a great way to kind of get a primer. You know, really some of his best stuff done by one of the greats. Speaking of which, you're going to be in your usual place around the holidays, I guess, starting in late November, Cafe Carlisle. You excited about that again? I mean, you do that all the time. I think it's great.
It's my 14th year, you know.
Wow. It's just you love it, huh? I mean, does that associate that with you, with the holidays, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much become kind of a thing that I do every year. And I took over for Bobby Short, who played the holiday season for the last 30-something years. And when he died, they gave me that job. I've been there. This is my 14th year playing at Cafe Carlisle. So
it's been great.
All kinds of people come to see me there, you know, because – you know, like last year, I stepped off the stage and Sting was standing there, you know.
Oh, man. What a compliment.
Yeah, and he had seen the whole show. He snuck in the back. I said, hey, man, I didn't know you were here. He said, yeah. I said, how long have you been here? He said, I saw the whole set.
Wow.
And he told me one of the songs I did made him cry. I said, well, man.
Wow. Quite a compliment.
You made me cry about being here because he's great. But so many people. Hillary Clinton came to see me. And the first place she went after she lost the election was the Cafe Carlisle. Her and Bill and Chelsea came to see me. You know, it's not a political
thing. No, just
either. I mean, Donald Trump, I've seen him many times, you know, Regis.
Back with more from Steve Tyrell in a few moments. Time now for our weekly feature, Luxury Living Vegas Style, with Katie Medrano, the star of Flipping Vegas, which is seen regularly on the DIY Network. I know sometimes, and we talked about it, you're from the Bay Area too, where literally you can get into these bidding wars with people. Is that a mistake sometime, though, where because you get caught up to it in the same way you do in an auction, you could actually end up paying really more than it's actually worth?
No, great observation, because with auctions, it's been my experience that that's actually what happens. You're paying infinitely more, and that really, it's kind of a bait and switch, which upsets me sometimes with buyers, because the starting bid is there. I was like, oh no, but you're going to be way, and I've tested this theory multiple times with multiple buyers in different price ranges. When you get perhaps to auction.com, or then it has additional fees that you don't typically have. So stuff like that, you really need to know what the bottom line is and what you're actually paying, and make sure you know don't let your emotions get in the middle of it. Know what the value is. Again, you have to know the value and know that that's your cutoff. Do not go above that just because you're, you know, completely pumped and you're trying to beat out the next guy. Don't do that. Know what the value is. And you can't ever make a good investment without knowing what true value is on a property.
And you can visit Gady on her website. It's Gady Real Estate, spelled G-A-D-Y, GadyRealEstate.com. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
But I'll make it cause I'm shooting high, shooting high, shooting high.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where Biz TV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to recording star Steve Tyrell, who has re-released a great album, Back to Bacharach. Yeah, it's what we associate Christmas and New York City. I mean, it's just, it's a must. When are you going to get out to Las Vegas, though? People ask me, when's he coming out to Vegas? I said, I'll ask.
We play there about once a year. We play at the last couple, we played everywhere in Vegas, but the last couple of years, we've played at, what's the name of the place? Man, you caught me. Yeah. I mean, we played there several times. John, where do we play in Vegas? Oh, the Smith Center.
The Smith that's Center, right. Great place. Yeah, well, great facility. Oh, man, that's great. Well, the next time you come out, I don't want to miss that. And in the meantime, if anybody's going to New York City, he's there a whole number of days. It's well worth it if you can get tickets.
I'm there for 5 weeks, so come and see me. I'm there from the Tuesday after Thanksgiving till New Year's Eve.
We certainly will, and if we can't get out there, we can certainly buy the album Back to Bacharach. Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you, man.
Las Vegas is a place of great entertainment, and you see people on the rise here. Some of the talent is incredible, and we're talking with an up-and-comer, Eddie Fuse, who's been doing this since he was a kid from Detroit, Michigan. Eddie, in the world of hip-hop, you're coming from Motown. What brought you out to Las Vegas, and how's it going so far?
I mean, the bright lights. I was watching TV one time in Michigan. It's really dark there. So when you were a kid, you always want to go to the brightest places. Vegas lit me up. I saw it on TV, and I was like, I got to get there. So when I got a chance, that was the first thing I did was get on the first thing moving and get to Las Vegas. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Now, but, you know, you've been into music since you were a kid. At 13 years old, yeah. You started rapping and so forth. Was this like, did you know right away, even as a youth, that this is what you wanted to do for a living?
No, actually, I didn't, because my parents were in a church really a lot, and I used to hate singing. I used to have to sing a lot. Like, I was in a choir. I was in so many different boy groups and different things like that growing up as a kid that it was kind of discouraging a little bit. But when I got older, I understood that I actually had a gift. So it was like, okay, well, let me just do this now. So that was the direction I moved in after first experiencing music through church.
How difficult was it to kind of tell your family, hey, I'm gonna do music, but I'm going in a different way?
That was very difficult, seeing that we come from a very strong spiritual background. One of the main things was my dad. My dad was really, like, let down a little bit from me making the choices that I made and going in the direction that I went in with the music. But they're supporting me now, and they're behind me now. You know, that was kind of like the first stepping stone, was, like, letting them understand, like, this isn't me, but this is me. And It took some time.
Reading through some of your stuff, and you can go, Eddie's stuff is all over the internet, some great stuff. You can listen to his music and so forth. But you give kind of the credit, or say, like, your heroes were actually your grandparents.
Yeah, yes, sir. Both of my grandfathers, Jesse Lee Timmons, Eddie Rashid, they both are deceased. That's how I got my rap name, Eddie Fuse, was both of their names. I put them together. Those are my heroes. They're the guys that taught me how to become a man, gave me morals, put those things that a kid needs, those, you know, certain ingredients that children need, they instilled them in me growing up.
And hip-hop is such an important thing. Was that sort of the thing, too, because it kind of growing up and so forth, coming from Detroit and so forth?
It's definitely a culture shock. It's a culture shock, honestly, because Michigan is a beautiful place. Detroit is Harlem in New York. You know what I mean? It's like Gotham, the Batman, you know? It's a dark city, but bright people with a lot of hope. So
they happened there because, you know, Detroit was such a vibrant city when I was a kid, you know, the auto capital of the world and so forth. And it's kind of like, I guess, the auto business kind of took a dive and everybody forgot about it.
I wouldn't say it was forgotten about. I would just say that it was downsized. And with the downsizing that took place, it affected a lot of people in a negative way. And that resorted to high rates of crime and a lot of miscellaneous random acts of violence that shouldn't partake. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say that they didn't really damage the industry, but they damaged the people is what happened.
Well, we were just talking before we started this conversation, and I thought, really fascinating, and how different the world of recording is and so forth. You know, we were saying back in the day, you would put out an album and see what happened there, maybe do a tour to push the album. Now it's a completely different thing, and I was fascinated to learn that you don't just perform, you put music together, and it's more than just that. It's merchandising and so forth.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a part of the game. You know, it all goes hand in hand. If I go do a show, actually have a show tomorrow at UNLV tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to take T-shirts, CDs, and stickers and lanyards because it's hand-in-hand. It's a part of your marketing experience. You can't be an artist or a rapper or entertainer and someone likes what they see and you can't hand them something to walk away with. It's like a handshake, you know what I mean? You got to be able to give them a handshake at the end of the show. So that's my handshake, is being able to bring my memorabilia with me and being able to connect with people on that level and them just taking a part of me or a piece of me with them.
Right, and is that because radio has lost some of its influence on that? As you say, and again, with so much competition on all the various social media outlets and so forth, it's really the way you have to compete, right? You can't do this business, really, unless you understand the entire spectrum.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a grid to this whole game. And if you don't follow the rules, you won't make it in this game. And it starts very small. It starts very small. It could be a CD. But if you're going to sell that CD, you got to be consistent. It's consistency wins in this game. And you must play by the rules, man. You can't break the rules. It all goes the same.
Well, let's talk a little about your philosophy, because I know the community is important to you.
Yes.
You know, Las Vegas is important, so you're giving back and so forth. You know, we're in a place with a lot of talent. People, again, can listen to a lot of your music online. Where do you see this in 5 years from now, say in 10 years?
10 years, I see myself owning a multi-center, where I can have children come through and learn how to operate different machines and services, where they can earn different degrees and different qualities and be able to go out in the world and get services and get jobs and be managers walking into buildings because they have a certain amount of knowledge and they were tuned and trained in certain programs to be, you know, very successful.
You know, part of that, too, I think, is confidence. I mean, we hear you. You have a lot of confidence. That's got to be important, too, if you can pass that on to people, because that's part of the success thing.
Energy is everything. Energy is everything. If you're not a person that's walking with a certain kind of posture and light about yourself, then you're not going to be anybody. It's like you're just an average Mo. But I'm not average. I carry myself in a certain kind of way every day. I wake up, and I'm like, today we're going to be great because we're destined to do great things.
Well, and you do great things. Some of the stuff here, and I'm fascinated by it because I can't do it. So it interests me. This idea of rhyming, I mean, how does that start? Kind of give me the process, if you would.
I'll be honest with you. I used to write a lot of poetry when I was a kid. Like, just rhyming words, you know, banana, Fanta, ladder, whatever you want to say, you just make the words rhyme. But it kind of started from poetry, which led to me being able to write lyrics and whole raps and stuff like that. Roses are red, violets are blue. It's just that simple. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, we got to let people know, too. There's other words sometimes besides roses are red and violets are blue.
Absolutely. There is a little profanity. But let me say this. Music is a free expression of creativity. And so if sometimes a curse word come out, maybe you gave that was what that person felt at the time. Maybe that was what Michael Jackson wanted to say or Stevie Wonder wanted to say, you know, but we still appreciate their arts and craft because we love their music. So, I mean, I never really judge the swearing. Sometimes I just let it go by. It flies by because I swear sometimes myself.
More with Eddie Fuse, one of Vegas's leading voices in the world of hip-hop, in just a few moments. Time now for our Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley of Art Encounter. You may know Brett as the fine art expert from the hit TV show Pawn Stars. I want people to understand, too, when they see you on Pawn Stars, and there's some great pieces, and you're coming in to look at it and be the expert, but they have to realize Art Encounters, this place is incredible. it's not a pawn shop by any means. They have to understand. So why don't we talk a little about what they'll find when they come here, and also talk, if you would, about how you can pick them up from the Strip or wherever they happen to be.
Sure. We're a destination gallery. We kind of refer to ourselves as a boutique gallery. We're not, you know, a Strip gallery or just kind of a kitschy, fun, you know, touristy gallery. We're for serious collectors, but we try to make ourselves accessible to people if they're coming to Las Vegas. We offer a free limo service where we'll pick you up at the hotel. If you would like to make an appointment, if you're coming to town, we can pick you up at the airport to come see our collection. I'd put our collection of art, and I know, Steve, you probably agree. I took you around a little earlier, and we've got some amazing pieces of 19th and 20th century masters that, quite frankly, many of which would be at home in a museum. And you can actually, you know, come in, look at them, and the majority of them are for sale. And, you know, again, you're not going to find a better collection.
You don't forget to mention Vegas Never Sleeps to the folks over at Art Encounter. When you call them up and want to visit, they'll pick you up from your Vegas hotel in their limo. What a great way to visit an incredible art gallery. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. GetTheTea.com. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So
So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're listening to hip-hop artist Eddie Fuse, who calls Las Vegas his home.
Well, and I remember as a kid loving Richard Pryor stuff. And the thing I liked about it was he wasn't just swearing to be swearing. It mattered to the story. It didn't work without it. Is that kind of part of this, too, like where it's in there because it matters? And sometimes you have to swear to make a point.
Yeah, it's kind of like storytelling, you know what I mean? It's like... You can tell your story, you can rhyme it, but that B word or that F would have let that person understand, like, yo, he meant what he said right there, because he said, yo, F this. So you knew he really meant he was walking out of the door, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's just an emphasis on certain words just to just, you know, close something or open something, you know? You just never know.
So who are your influences? I know you talk about, I read some stuff about Stevie Wonder and stuff, but who was your influences and kind of, how has it kind of developed over time as you get further into the business?
Some of my influences, Stevie Wonder, first of all, because I'm from Motown. He's from Motown. I'm a Motown kid. He's one of my favorite singers. Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, my grandparents, my father, my mother. All these people are people I call heroes and sheroes because they were people that instilled some kind of music vibe in me. I caught something from my dad. I learned about P-Funk and the Funkadelics. I learned about, you know, Otis Redding. I learned about all those old guys that get the soul. I learned it from my dad. But from my mom, I learned about Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, like Diana Ross, you know, all of those ladies, because my mom had a different ear from my dad. But it was all still good music, you know?
I mean, that's some of the really the best stuff we've had. And it's kind of interesting to see, you know, how hip-hop has developed. And so do you have any people right now that you kind of like, wow, I like where they're going with this, and maybe I'm going to do something like it and take it to a whole nother level?
Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Those two guys are exceptional. I feel like the music and the messages that they're putting out is beautiful. It's very beautiful, man. And I hope that one day I can make music to touch millions and like they're touching millions. I really want to do that.
So let's talk about your future now. You know, I know we were just talking beforehand. You've got a lot of stuff coming up here in Vegas. You're going to play a lot in Vegas. You got any plans on taking it out of the area at all?
Yes, sir. That's one of the main things I was focusing on this summer coming up was going on tour. I got a couple tours lined up. I'm not going to drop the names on them right now because I'm going to give my marketing team a chance to do their job and publicize it the way it's supposed to be publicized. But, yeah, we're going on tour real soon.
And, again, that's an important part of this, too. You know, you could be the best musician in the world, have the best stuff, and if you're not getting the word out. So you got to stay on top of that, too.
Absolutely. And you know what? I tell people all the time, I started off doing everything by myself, and that was the worst thing I ever did. The best thing I ever did was put people around me that had wisdom and that were older than me, that were smarter than me, and that could help me grow as an individual. So get some help if you need help. Don't have too much pride to humble yourself and say, hey, can you help me, please?
So as we go on, you're going to hit the road, and then you're producing stuff. Do you have people coming to you all the time? I mean, do you get stuff in the mail? Like, hey, what do you think of this?
Absolutely. I get clothing brands. I have people contact me from the casinos around the city to come host their events and do meet and greets and stuff like that. Even Salvation Army, we're going down there on the 17th to feed the homeless, and we're giving out T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. So it's mainly about us, people reaching out to me, but I'm always for the to give back service type thing. Like, if you reach out to me and it's not about money, you're just like, yo, Eddie, I need you here because I need you here. I'll be there.
Now, are you excited, too, about what's going on in Vegas where it seems like every time you turn around, they're building another arena, another theater, and so forth? I mean, this place is becoming another music city.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a lot of money here already, but now they're just going to bring more money. They're just going to pile it in. It's like a melting pot of money right now. I love Las Vegas, man. Everything about Las Vegas is beautiful, man. Vegas strong.
Well, let's tell people how they can find out more. Let's see. First of all, tell them where to go on social media. I know you're all over that, but they want to hear you.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat at EddieFuse313. That's EddieFuse313. Or my email is EddieFuse@gmail.com. Hit me up. I'm there. iTunes, Google Play, whatever. Just type in Eddie Fuse. You'll see me.
That's right. We're going to keep a close eye on you, and we'll be talking to you probably maybe next year, and this whole thing will just explode. It's great stuff. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
You know, folks have been sending me emails with the same particular topic. They're asking me, hey, you talk about museums all the time. Well, what are the ones we just can't miss? Now, I do talk about museums a lot. There's some great ones in Vegas. And first and foremost, I think the Mob Museum and the Neon Museum are the absolute have-to-go-tos in town. They're close to each other. In fact, you can buy packages where you get both of them together. They're both well worth the time. But there are others in town, too, and kind of just depends on what you're interested in. If you love sports, why don't you visit the Las Vegas Motor Speedway? They have some incredible things to see there. And if you're a hockey fan, you got to go over to the T-Mobile Arena. They have some things, even when the team's not in town, that you can check out. Now, if you're a kid at heart, I think you got to go to the Pinball Museum, which is now on the Strip. And also, there are some great museums like the Burlesque Museum and the Showgirls Museum. I hope that kind of helps you a little bit. And speaking of knowing Las Vegas, it's time for your Vegas Insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump jiving, then you really gotta jump jiving.
If I like barbecue, where in town do you have a favorite spot, or do you hear about a place that we need to check out?
This is a very touchy subject because the overall observation about barbecue in Las Vegas is that Las Vegas has no good barbecue. I don't think that's necessarily true. But the barbecue is tough in Vegas. So I have a personal favorite, so that's all I can really share, and it is Benny's Barbecue at Binion's, downtown Las Vegas. This place has a smoker that I think they said cost $200,000. It was some outrageous amount that was spent on this smoker, and it is the best barbecue that I have had in Vegas. I honestly can't even think of a second place because there are just so few. There have been some rumors that there's going to be a barbecued place at the Palms, so I'm waiting for that to happen. Some of the other places are just kind of, I think they satisfy. Yeah, they're chains, but I got to go to Benny's on this one. This used to be Benny's Bullpen, and now it's Benny's Barbecue and Brews. So here's the backup plan. These are kind of neck and neck. Ellis Island. It's off strip. It's about a block away from Bally's. Ellis Island, I'm going to say best on the strip, and Benny's is the best downtown. So that's, for me, that's barbecue in Vegas.
You can read Scott Daly at VitalVegas.com. Also, make sure to follow him on Twitter. It's always got great stuff. You'll get it before anybody else. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Next week, you'll meet a local star and a true rock star at that, Paul Shortino, formerly the lead singer of the rock group Quiet Riot. See you next weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.